Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
From the grave, exalted high with
glory, hallelujah to God, who is King above all kings and Lord above all lords. Amen. That was Michael Bethany singing the song he titles, "He is Lord." I hope you were blessed by that song. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 19th day in March 2024. There is so much in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We are grateful for a beautiful Tuesday morning that you have made, a beautiful day, and we are also grateful for making us part of it. We are grateful for your word that you have sent to us. We receive it with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. A power of attorney, that's POA, is a legal document that allows someone known as an agent to act on behalf of another person known as a principal. A power of attorney legally authorizes the agent to make decisions on behalf of the principal. Beloved, the name of Jesus is the believer's general power of attorney to act and make decisions on earth on behalf of our Lord and Master Christ Jesus. In John chapter 14 verse 13, Jesus said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." The name of Jesus is your power of attorney to make demand of anything you want and it will be done for you in the same way it would have been done if Jesus were the one making the demand in person. In Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, Jesus further said, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will be made well." Beloved, you can only accomplish these feats if you can act with confidence as the agent of the principle. You can only accomplish these feats if you act with confidence as the agent of the principle, because you have been given the name of Jesus as your power of attorney to function on behalf of Christ in this world. Please note that the only authority that we have over Satan and his cohorts is the name of Jesus, used by someone who is in Christ Jesus. In other words, the name of Jesus can only be used as power of attorney by those who are in Christ Jesus. Anyone who is not in Christ Jesus doesn't have the right to use the name of Jesus as his or her power of attorney, because you must first be in Christ before you can use the name of Christ. There's so much to enjoy in Christ when you use his name with confidence and understanding. According to the Maranatha Singers, the name of Jesus is power. His name is might. His name can break every stronghold. His name is life. His name is healing. His name gives sight. His name is holy. His name brings light. His name will free every captive, and his name is above every other. Beloved, above is just a snippet of the inexhaustibility of what can be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Learn to use the name of Jesus as your power of attorney to act on his behalf. Read the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and begin to say and do those things that Jesus said and did, knowing that you are acting on his behalf legally when you use his name as your power of attorney. There is so much more you can accomplish with the name of Jesus if you can believe. If you can only believe, amen. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus. And so I declare that nothing will be impossible to me, because as Christ is in heaven, so am I here on earth. In Jesus' name, and we all say amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you, and we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Maranatha Music singing Jesus, Your Name. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afolofunmi. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is might. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is
Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your